Liverpool game on Sunday, Sterling Clark, captain Michael Elder, the win over the line, bringing the regular season to an end. And Michael, by the time the game faced off, both teams kind of knew their destiny, so that kind of showed in the way the game played out, do you think?
Absolutely, yeah. We went into the game this week knowing that it was in our own hands to finish in second place, which is another huge 2 points for us, a huge milestone on the season. So we were expecting a tough game. It didn't quite go the way we wanted it to go. Obviously, we weren't really planning on a 3-2 overtime win, but you know, we had a battle for the 2 points, and as it turned out this week, Nottingham had all to play for as well. So they were still fighting to make sure that they stuck into that last place of the playoffs. And we knew Nottingham, what their game plan is. They're a hard working team. They always are. They've been set up like that for a few years now. So again, I think we probably were a little bit complacent in the first period, maybe in the first two periods. But we found a way to grind out a win. Thankful for that. But another huge 2 points and secured second place for us.
And like you say, second place. We said a few times this season about the process and the rebuild that's gone on the last couple of years. To finish in second place is a fantastic achievement and something to be celebrated. Possibly not now because there's still business to attend to, but when the season does wrap up, second place is something to be celebrated by the club.
Absolutely, yeah. If as a club, you look to improve every year, and I think last year, obviously finishing sixth, I think it was. So coming into the season, we wanted to better that. We set our stall out. We wanted to push the top four, top three. We knew it was going to be tough to break the top two, as it was Whitley and Solway. They've been the two best teams in the league for the past few years. But I think as it came to the turn at the Christmas, we really found our stride and we knew that if we kept on playing the right games and if one or two teams slipped up, and yeah, Whitley slipped up a few times, that we could break into that top two. So yeah, it's a really, really good accomplishment for the team. Like you say, it's not where we want to be, because we want to be up there trying to win the league. But again, it's a process. We're moving in the right direction, which is the main thing. But like you say, there's still a trophy up for grabs this year. So that's our main focus now. The league's done. Second place is good. And we've maximum games left is four. So we want to play in all four of those games and try and get a trophy.
So you say the playoffs this weekend, first weekend is a home and away with Blackburn Hawks, and then so you're looking towards the final four after that. But we know from last season, when we were the underdogs, as it were, and we upset Widnes in the first leg in particular, we know we have to be ready come Saturday for that first leg, and to guard against any issues with Blackburn being kind of ready to go. Because the good thing with the playoffs is first, eighth, whatever, everybody starts again from zero come Saturday, so we need to be ready to go, do the job over two legs, and then look ahead to what's after that.
100%, yeah. It's playoff hockey is just it's reset now. The season's done with, and like you say, anything can happen in the playoffs. We upset a team last year, Widnes. They'd beaten us in all four games, and we managed to pull the victory off over two legs in the playoffs. So again, Blackburn will be looking to do that to us on over the Saturday, Sunday. So we know what to expect. Obviously, yeah, we've played well against Blackburn this season. I think we've actually played better on the road than we have at home. But again, those games mean nothing now. We've got to focus on the job in hand and make sure that we go there on Saturday, and play the right way. That's the main thing. If we play the right way and we play to our standards, we should be able to cause Blackburn a few problems. If we don't do that, then we're going to find out ourselves behind the eight ball. But no, it's obviously this coming to the business end of the season now. This is the most important hockey. This is the most fun time of the season. So all the team are looking forward to it. And it should be two good games of hockey. Blackburn have played some good hockey down the stretch. Obviously they went up to Whitley. They managed to get a win in Whitley, and that's and any time that you do go and win in Whitley, it's a huge boost of confidence because it is a hard place to play. So we've done that this side of Christmas, and it gave our lads a boost. So no, we're expecting the best form of Blackburn on Saturday and Sunday. So we've got to be ready, and I'm sure we will be.
And one last hurrah in front of the home crowd, which has been kind of we've said it a few times, the home record this season has been fantastic. The support has been growing throughout the season. So one big final push in front of the forum this weekend. Hopefully a big crowd to see you on your way. And again, the support from the players to the fans and vice versa. Everybody's been kind of pulling the same way, and everybody's kind of got you to where you are this season at home.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, it's the support's been unbelievable this season. I think right away from the start of the season, and we've seen new fans coming during the season, and the junior clubs getting behind the senior team, and that's just kind of what you want to see as Gillingham as a community, as a club. It's been great to see, and yeah, like you say, after Sunday, there's a long summer before. We get to play hockey in Gillingham again, so we're going to make sure that we put our best foot forward and make sure that it's a lasting memory. So yeah, we'll be ready for it, and come Sunday when the puck drops, hopefully give the fans something to cheer about.